It's Thursday, the 13th of November, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Cabinet has approved the name of the country's new national airline, Namibia Air Pty Limited, with the government as sole shareholder. Works and Transport Minister Vaykone Kundi says it will launch next financial year, guided by a technical committee of local aviation experts.
So the process has already been laid out successfully, but at this moment in time, what is paramount to inform you and the public is that Cabinet have approved the name of the national airline, which it must then be registered by through this committee as an interim directors or board. The name approved is the Namibia Air Pty Limited. It will be established under the company law, and its shareholder is 100% the Namibian government. And very soon, we will also be running a national competition on the logo of the national airline that will be known as Namibia Air Pty Limited.
The Electoral Commission of Namibia has confirmed that over 22,000 persons with disabilities have registered to vote in the upcoming regional and local authority elections. Director of Operations Xenia Clausen says the ECN is finalizing preparations with final results expected between 29 and 30 November or earlier if all voters are verified. Meanwhile, with Namibians heading to the polls on 26 November with fewer contenders than in 2020, the Electoral Commission has confirmed 456 candidates from 20 political parties and 68 independents. Despite the decrease in nominations, voter registration has risen to nearly 1.5 million. Political analyst Dr. Marius Kudumo.
If there is a drop in the regional council nomination, for example, then it is important for Namibia to ask important questions. Is whether the citizenry takes these elections serious, whether they understand exactly what these elections are all about compared to National Assembly presidential election. We must understand that we have tiers of government. You have the central, you have the regional, you have the local authority level of governance, which is a government. But do we understand that we are electing people who must govern our towns, who must govern our regions?
To South Africa now, where civil society groups are demanding a forensic investigation into farm worker equity schemes which aim to give farm workers ownership stakes in farms and agribusinesses. Despite over 700 million rand invested in 1996, only 9 of 88 schemes have paid dividends, delivering minimal benefits to intended beneficiaries. And there are new questions over the relationship between President Donald Trump and the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein and what Mr. Trump knew about Epstein's behavior. It follows emails released by House Democrats in Washington, which call into question the president's previous statements on the matter.
In one email from April 2011 that Jeffrey Epstein sent to Ghislaine Maxwell, a woman later convicted of assisting him in his crimes, he wrote, "I want you to realize that the dog that hasn't barked is Trump." He also added that an unnamed victim spent hours at my house with him. He has never once been mentioned. In another email from 2019, Epstein wrote to the author, Michael Wolff, about Donald Trump. Of course he knew about the girls, as he asked Ghislaine to stop, he wrote. The allegations posed in the emails call into question to what extent Mr. Trump knew about Epstein's behavior after denying he was involved or had any knowledge of Mr. Epstein's crimes. Mr. Trump has never been charged with a crime related to Jeffrey Epstein. Mitch McCann, New York.
You can find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.